Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 4, Customers, Knowledge, and Faith. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. One of the things I appreciated most about the Secret Advantage audiobook is how often Earl Nightingale forces you to stop and rethink ideas you thought you already understood. Chapter 4 did this for me in 3 distinct ways. The 3 ideas that jumped out and refused to let go on me were that ideas of the customer, knowledge, and faith. The first one, everything responds to the customer. Earl reminds us that everything we will ever do, be, or have is in response to the customer. The customer is king, as the saying goes. That line immediately made me ask a personal question. Who is my customer? At first glance, the answer seems obvious. The more I thought about it, the more layered it became. First, I work at a university. So, I work with students. Everything I do at work ultimately exists for them. If students don't find value in what I offer, in events, programs, conversations, they simply won't participate. Engagement to everything I do is voluntary, and that makes value non-negotiable. Then there's the university itself. They quite literally pay my salary. If my work doesn't align with their expectations or contribute meaningfully to the institution, they can choose to move on without me. And finally, there are the people who support the center that I work for. My position exists because of their generosity. While they're not concerned with my day-to-day activities necessarily, they care deeply about outcomes. They want to see a return for their investment. An environment that supports open inquiry, free expression, and a genuine diversity of thought. They want to feel good about what their support makes possible. Different customers, same requirement. Value. That realization is grounding and actually motivating. The second idea that came across was that knowledge creates opportunity. We've all heard the phrase that knowledge is power, but Earl asks the more important question, why? His answer is simple. Knowledge is power because it creates opportunity. He talks about sitting in a class and thinking it's a waste of time. Most of us have had this experience. But even if you walk away with one useful idea, you have something new. When you combine that idea with knowledge that you already know, something unique can emerge, something no one else sees in quite the same way. Knowledge doesn't just add, it multiplies. Every new idea increases the number of options available to us. It expands what we can imagine and therefore what we can pursue. The third idea that really struck out was the idea of faith, the invisible engine. The idea about faith came from Earl's claim that faith is the most powerful force in the universe. At least for human beings, that has to be true. Every action we take is an act of faith, both literally and figuratively. We sit in chairs, trusting they'll hold us. We walk through doorways, trusting the floor won't give way. We make plans, trusting that tomorrow will come. Most of this faith is unconscious, and that's kind of the point. We're able to function because we take these things for granted. But there's the deeper question that Earl raises. What happens when we choose faith consciously? If I deliberately place faith in a goal, a belief, a way of living, can that move me closer to being happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise? It not only seems possible, but necessary. So chapter 4 leaves me with three reminders. Serve the customer and deliver real value. Keep learning because knowledge creates opportunity. And move forward with faith because nothing meaningful happens without it. As the artist George Michael reminded us so many years ago, you gotta have faith. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.